just smell like New York City in a good way. Not, you know, not like the like the hot summertime garbage smell. Very, very cinematic, you know? Spanish Harlem. Before that, what a great one that is with the sort of stuttering intro. Young Boy Blues. This is Weekly World Blues, after all. Before that, we heard parts one and two of Benny King's sort of disco comeback record. Supernatural Thing. Interplanetary. Extraordinary. For that, Benny King with The Way You Shake It. That might be my favorite out of all these. This is, by the way, by no means a comprehensive tribute. I just grabbed all the Benny King 45s I could find at home. But yeah, The Way You Shake It, you know, listen to that one. Made me think, you know, the less it sounds like either A, the blues, or B, La Bamba, the less I want anything to do with it. Benny King, The Way You Shake It. We heard Gypsy. That's another sleeper smash. And at the top of that last set, it was the Drifters with This Magic Moment. So happy birthday, Benny King, wherever you are. We're awaiting the arrival of Toddaphonic Todd, who will be guest hosting the Weekly World... I'm sure by now you wish he were guest hosting Weekly World Blues. Guest hosting the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. Right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Please hold, more bed music coming up. Thank you. Right, folks, turn your radio on. The program is a-startin'. Todd Afonik. Todd, I know you're a pretty shy, retiring, soft-spoken guy, but could you step up to the microphone?
Hey, Matt.
Hey. I'm not hearing you very well.
Hey, you got me now?
Maybe yeah, you're just always, you're such a low talker,
maybe
you know?
The wrong mic? Testing, 1, 2.
Yeah, try both of them. All right, try them both.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, that's there you are.
Okay, great.
Hey, Todd Afonik, Todd, you're guest hosting the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program tonight. So what do you got? What do you got going on? Well, what's in store for us?
Well, you know, Matt, I just think it's really good that these shows go back to back, because there's so much, there's a continuum between the blues and country music, you know, because what is the blues but a good man feeling bad?
That's right. You know, that hadn't occurred to me until I recently saw that new Elvis biopic. But it's really got me thinking. And
I believe, I don't know if you ever heard this quote, I think it was in Rolling Stone magazine in the late 60s, when John Lennon said, "The blues is a chair," and I couldn't agree more with him.
That's it. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
So I just thought it would be good in honor of the symbiotic relationship between country music and the blues. If we started off, or I started off, but with you watching me, the show tonight with a song, a country song with a huge debt to the blues.
Something sort of an exemplar of the kind of crossover that you're talking about.
Oh, you put it so well, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to it. Looking forward to hearing whatever this selection is, and Todd, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
I got the bowling ball blue. When I first started bowling, just a spare was great, and my score looked good at 108. And they said if I practice, I could raise my game. So I practiced and I practiced, but I still bowl the same. I got the bowling ball blue. My wife, she can beat me, and my daughters too. I think I'll hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoe. I got the bowling ball blue. Now a friend said, roll this ball of mine. It's a fingertip and you get a better line. So I tried a fingertip and all the rest, till my thumb and my fingers are in a heck of a mess. I got the bowling ball blue. My wife still beats me and my daughters too. I think I'll hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. Bowling is fun, that's what they say. So I'm gonna try to bowl another way today. If my wife still beats me and my daughters too, I'm gonna hang up my bowling ball, my bag and my shoes. I got the bowling ball blue. I got the bowling ball blue.
Well, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, once I was happy, had lots of money, had lots of women to call me honey. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know. know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like living, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, now I'm broken and got a dime. Well, all I got is a weary mind. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
Someday, that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's why I come to Memphis. That's why I come to Memphis. Gotta find my gal in Memphis.
Bill Haley also went to Wildwood, New Jersey, by the shore there. You know, his likeness can be found on various walls in Wildwood. That was a record credited to Bill Haley and the Comets, obviously much later in his career, covering the brilliant Tom T. Hall song, That's How I Got to Memphis. Maddox Brothers and Rose, always love that number, Short Life of Its Troubles. We heard Jess Hooper, some Memphis rockabilly there on the Meteor label. Get it, Sun, Meteor, all messed up. And we started off with a sad song, in fact, a pathetic song, Mac Fields, Bowling Ball Blues on the Ranco label out of Phoenix. This is not Becky with a deeper voice. This is Todophonic Todd. Filling in for Becky, who is quite the world traveler nowadays. I'm not, so I'm here. I'll be back here on Saturday in my normally scheduled 3 to 6 p.m. shift. Have a few guests this week. The great songwriter Jimmy Webb and my buddy Alejandro Escovedo. It's going to be a fun show. And, of course, I will also be here around 8:35 tomorrow morning with my pick of the week. I don't even know what it is yet. Right now, I'd like to play a record that came out on September 30th, 1963. It's about to celebrate its 59th anniversary on Friday. I purchased this at Book Daddy in Mount Vernon, Illinois. I thought I had done that, and then when I played the record this week, I recognized the Book Daddy warp. So here we go. This one's for all you New Jersey truckers. Jimmy Logsdon with Gear Jammer.
I'm a gear jammer buddy. I live on short order dinners. As a semi driver, I ain't nothing but a winner. I like my highway straight and my women with curves. I'm 140 pounds of nothing but nerves. My air horns are blasting, my wheels have got spinners. I'm a gear jammer buddy, live on short order dinners. I was driving my semi the other night when I switched to my high beams and saw quite a sight. There was a chick on the shoulder with a flat tire blues. I slammed on my air brakes, I had nothing to lose. The way I stopped, it made the highway thinner. I'm a gear jammer, buddy. I live on short order dinners. I jumped from the cab and I started running back when out of nowhere come a big Cadillac. Three mugs jumped out and they each had a gun. From the looks on their faces, Lord, I wanted to run. It was a frame-up. I was shaking like a sinner. I'm a gear jammer, buddy. Live on short order dinners. Well, a blonde with a flat took my wallet away. She turned to the others and she said, okay. Then they jumped in the cab and they wheeled down the road. Could I catch them in my semi with my heavy load? I was loaded up with paint and a lot of paint thinner. I'm a gear jammer buddy. I live on short order dinners. I jumped in my truck and I started to chase. And I was closing in behind them. Man, what a race. I started passing on the left and I cut in close. and the cad left the road and met a telephone post. I thought again of that blonde. I wish I'd never seen her, 'cause the wallet had the dough to buy my short order dinners. I wheeled on out, 'cause I didn't want to linger, but the cops got the mugs and they pointed the finger. Their story hit the paper the very next day, and my boss cut me off without severance pay. The case went to court, and the blonde told a story that would have made a saint sin and would have faded Old Glory. But the all-male jury believed she told the truth, and up popped the judge, and in fell the roof. He said, "I's bad," and to prove his point, I got $100 fine and a month in the joint. But if you drive a rig, I got a message for you. Keep your truck on the highway and your eyes on it too. North 40 talk. There ain't nothing you can tell me I don't already know. I got a rocket in my pocket that I'm ready to go. Let's go someplace so we can rock a bit. I got a rocket in my pocket and the fuse is lit.
I'm closing my eyes and imagining I'm witnessing Tex Rabinowitz and the Bad Boys performing this at Desperado's. This is what I'm all about. Good time.
Ain't got no invitation. I don't need no chaperone. Fill up on sport, full hand ready. And the party's a going strong. We're gonna have a good time. Have a good time. I said a good time. Shaking tonight. Good time. Yeah, yeah. Good time. Rocking tonight. Well, everybody's gonna have a good time. Well, we got the record spinning and my dancing shoes is on. So if I everyone get with it, keep that party going strong. We're gonna have a good time. Rocking tonight. Good time. Yeah, yeah. Good time. Shaking tonight. Well, everybody's gonna have a good time. I said a good time. Gonna have a good time. Hey! Everybody's got a partner, and the lights are turned down low. Well, I'm gonna dance the night away with the girl that I love. So we're gonna have a good time. Good time, yeah, yeah. Good time, rockin' tonight. a good time. I've had a good time. Shaking tonight. Good time. Yeah, yeah. Good time. I'm rocking tonight. Everybody's gonna have a good time. Hey. And the lights just turned down low. Girl, I'm gonna dance this night away with a girl that I love so. We're gonna have a good time, taking the night. Oh, good time, yeah, yeah. Good time, I'm rocking the night. Everybody's gonna have a good time. I've had a good time, shaking the night. Good time, yeah, yeah. Good time, I'm rocking the night. Well, everybody's gonna have a good time.
All right. I hope you're having a good time. That was Royce Porter with the Counts. Counts with a K. Good time. That can be found on the Mercury label. It was released May 29th, 1958. That's right. We are carbon dating our records tonight. Jimmy Lloyd, I Got a Rocket in My Pocket on Roulette. Some of you might know that from NRBQ or perhaps The Cramps, or perhaps my favorite, Tex Urbanowitz and the Bad Boys. And we start off with Jimmy Logsdon on the King label and Gear Jammer. And I have a very important correction to my introduction of that 45. If you're looking for Book Daddy, first of all, I don't think it's there anymore. But if it was, it would be in Fairfield, Illinois, not Mount Vernon, Illinois, and as a result of that, I'm going to dedicate that number in retrospect, not to the New Jersey truckers, but to the gentleman farmer, Howard J. Bunton. And I'm going to dedicate this next song to Cheryl.
It's good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it and what I told my wife. Now here you're showing up again and talk is getting round. And I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Just up and disappeared. Nobody knew what happened. Where you been for all these years? Now trouble's what you're looking like. Cause trouble's where you been. And I can see the kind of trouble you could get me in. You better pay attention to every word I said. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Got to talk, but I'm faithful to my wife and I don't never break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been. We reminisce, now let's just go our separate ways again. Go find another ex-sweetheart to hang around instead. Cause you wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. said you wanted by the police, and my wife thinks you're dead.
Hello, Mr. DJ, won't you play a song for me? The girl I love just said goodbye, and I'm blue as I can be. Oh, please, Mr. DJ, play that song I've heard you play, and send it out to someone who broke my heart today. You won't have to call her name, she'll know it's meant for her. Play me that song of sadness, and I'll be grateful to use her. Oh, please, Mr. DJ, play that song I've heard you play, and send it out to someone who broke my heart today. Call her name, she'll know it's meant for her. Play me that song of sadness, and I'll be grateful to use her. Oh, please, Mr. DJ, play that song I heard you play, and send it out to someone who broke my heart today.
It's a double shot of the Bakersfield sound. Here's Win Stewart. Always a win for you listeners.
Oh,
When this Lucinda Williams album came out, I used to play it constantly. Just ask Ira and Georgia. They were my roommates at the time. Oh, roommates, housemates, I guess would be the better word. We didn't all live in the same room, mind you. The only thing that compared that for spins was probably my 45 of 300 Pounds of Joy by Howlin' Wolf. Yet again, the country blues continuum that me and Matt Fiveash were talking about. That is not her debut album. It is eponymously titled, and it was the album that really brought her into the public eye, mind you, courtesy of Rough Trade Records. Crescent City Blues, Win Stort. Some people call him a playboy. Merle Haggard gave us Please, Mr. DJ. I'm going to rename that tonight in honor of Becky. Please, Ms. DJ. And we start off with Junior Brown going out to Moto Bro and My Wife Thinks You're Dead. This is Todophonic Todd. Therese is up at the top of the hour. Man, it's always so good when I come in to the library and I see Therese and we get to gossip. And you're not going to find out what we're gossiping about because your ears would be burning. But let's just say, folks, me and Therese are sitting on top of the world in Jersey City.
Build in the springtime and sunny day. My baby left me, Bessie gone away. And now she's gone, gone, gone. But I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Baby, they call in Dallas, down in El Paso, saying, come home, baby, but I love you so. But now she's gone, 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 and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. On top now, boy. Shake my tree, stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. But now she's gone, 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 and I don't worry, 'cause I'm a-sittin' on top of the world. Don't come here running, holding out your hand, 'cause I can get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, 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 and I don't worry. Well, I'm a-sittin' on top of the world.
Going down that old back end, drinking that old pussy gin. Yeah.
dead feathers, come on, that's the way music goes. No matter what the people think, it's a long, hard road to hoe. There's a knock upon your door, you know just what to say. Standing there with her apron on, your rent is due today. Smile and say, I'm packing now, I'm checking, how'd you know? It means just one big thing, it's a hard road to hoe. They know not where you slept last night or just when you have it. They watch you show laugh and applaud, their faces in a glow. It means one big old thing, it's a long, hard road to hoe. It's a long, hard road to hoe, uphill all the way. Low on cash, can't pay your rent, out you go today. Sleeping cars, write a song along the way. No one knows when it may be, your break may be today. If and when you meet success and you've made it, now you know. There's just one thing you won't forget, it's a long, hard road to hoe. It's a long, hard road to hoe. It's a long.
Name of a domino, a long keychain and a diamond ring, a blue sport car, he's a crazy king. That guy can go, that cat called Domino, Domino, Domino. Well, the girls all think he's a real gone guy, they all flip when he walks by. Long sideburns and cool white shoes, ready to go and never sings the blues. That guy can go, that cat called Domino, Domino, Domino. Well, he's 6'2" with a real dark tan, got all the women in the palm of his hand. Cold black hair and a solid style, baby blue eyes and a crazy smile. That guy can go, that cat called Domino, Domino, Domino.
Oh man, if it wasn't for every line in that song, it could be about me. It's Roy Orbison and an early, really sublime version of Domino. Little Leon Payne, is that like, I'm not sure if that was the other Leon Payne when he was little, or maybe it was another completely different guy named Leon Payne. So to distinguish himself, he called himself Little Leon Payne. And also, whether you're called little or tiny, it means you're either really big or really little, and I don't know under which umbrella Little Leon Payne falls in, but I do know that was a really cool record, Hard Road to Hoe. Don Wade, Busthead Gin. That is a two-sided smash, if there ever was one, on the San label, S-A-N, out of Bon Aqua, Tennessee, which I'm sure sounds much more florid than it actually is. The other side is a great rocker called Gone, 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 not the Carl Perkins tune, the Don Wade tune. And we started off with Curtis Gordon from April 12th, 1957. Gives himself co-writing credit on this one, but it's a standard. Not really sure who wrote it or who had the first version. Actually, again, maybe not the first version, but certainly Bob Wills' version many years before Curtis Gordon's. I don't see this on many Mercury 45s, but it's the black and silver Mercury label that you all know and love from back in the day. But it's also got a Starday on it, of course, referring to Starday Records out there in Texas. All right, we got time for one more set before Therese comes in and proves once and for all she's the real boss. Let's get back to the country right now.
Country.
Oh, man. You know, it has been so long since I picked up the needle on a record that was playing. I feel like I don't know how many days, months, years it had been. You know, when you go past those construction sites and it says, this site has not had an accident in 147 days or something like that. That's what I, you know, I could have had some otherworldly total in my defense. So I just played Neil Young. Emmylou Harris is playing, and I look, and I see the Reprise label, the label found on most Neil Young albums, and I did find it odd because I didn't remember the Old Ways album being on Reprise, but it's like, okay, I guess I didn't remember that. And of course, after I picked up the needle on the Emmylou Harris album, I looked at the Geffen label that Neil Young was on. As a matter of fact, that album was one of the albums that Geffen sued him for. Right now, though, I'd like to play the greatest, saddest country title of all time, which would be There's a Bottle Where She Used to Be. Take it away, Carl Smith.
I'm at the end of my journey. Oh, heaven, have mercy on me. I've lost my first and my last love. There's a bottle where she used to be. Wine that flows from this bottle, somehow it sets my heart free. God only knows how I miss her. There's a bottle where she used to be. Someone like me, my heart died the day that I lost her. There's a bottle where she used to be. There's a bottle where she used to be.
Right.
The last song goes like this.
Well, I'm gonna find Big Sandy. 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 I'm gonna find Big Sandy before I die. Well, Sandy, she's my woman. She's so long and tall. Well, if I don't find any woman, well, if I don't find one at all, well, I'm gonna find Big Sandy before I die. Well, I'm gonna find that woman, one that stole my heart. Well, if I don't find that woman, well, I tell this town apart. Well, I'm gonna find Big Sandy for what I.
All right, that's Bobby Rockets with High Pockets, Delta Rockets, Dave Edmonds, Larry Brasso, Carl Smith, Emmylou Harris, Neil Young, all here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Now stay tuned for the radio wizardry that is Therese, because Todophonic Todd told you so!
Yeah.
When I first saw you, something stood within me. You were starting.
life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the seed is very humdrum. And my favorite song's entitled "Oh."